Abraham Lincoln is quoted as having said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first four sharpening the axe." And so the time has come for me, my friends, to go and sharpen my axe. Let's go! Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Brand New You Show, the podcast that has been dedicated to helping you build your brand, grow your influence, and amplify your online reputation so you can go out and impact your career. I am your host, Ryan Roten from RyanRoten.com, and I want to thank you for tuning in today, for taking the time to push or click that play button, and for making me a part of your weekly routine. In case you didn't know, I'm also the creator of the Personal Branding Blueprint, an online course designed specifically to help you discover and define your personal brand. If defining your brand is something that interests you, you can learn more at thepersonalbrandingblueprint.com. Are we Twitter friends yet? If not, kindly head on over there and click the follow button. I'm super easy to find because my Twitter handle, like all of my other social media platforms, is simply at Ryan Roten. That being said, you should know that Twitter is my social media platform of choice, so if you've got branding questions, I've got branding answers, feel free to ask away on Twitter. Or if you prefer, you can leave me a voice message over at ryanroten.com/message. Man, what a ride. What a ride it's been. As you know, today is the final show for season one. A season, mind you, that has lasted for 116 episodes over the last 85 straight weeks. 85 weeks! Wouldn't it be nice if your favorite Netflix show lasted that long? I mean, I know, I personally would love to see Daredevil's season last that long. Or really any of the new Marvel shows that Netflix is coming out with. And another thing I love about the Marvel shows that Netflix is putting out is how they're releasing them. An entire season, all at once. For those of you that watch, and for those of you that don't, frankly, you should if you don't, but anyway, what do you do when an entire season drops all at once? If you're like me, you binge watch the entire series in like 3 days. And you can do that because it's usually only 12 or so episodes. But I don't know about you, I'm not sure I could binge watch or listen to 116 episodes, which brings me to one of the reasons that I've decided to close out season one. You see, I've been paying attention to my own habits lately, specifically how I consume content. And at the same time, I've been listening to what you have been telling me as well. And it seems that many of you like to binge listen to podcasts in the same way that we binge watch Daredevil or Jessica Jones, the soon-to-be-released Luke Cage, and the not-soon-enough-to-be-released The Punisher. Personally, I know when I find a podcast that I like, I download several shows and I listen like there's no tomorrow. The problem is, once I've listened to all of them, I might become a regular listener, but here's my problem. I have so many podcasts on my phone right now that there's no way I can possibly catch up with them all. So honestly, I haven't tried to. Instead, what I've been doing is binge listening to shows in more of a just-in-time learning kind of way, meaning that if I've hit a place where I need some additional information or I just want to hear someone else's opinion on a topic, that's when I go into binge listening mode. And when I'm not in that mode, my listening turns into ad hoc at best. I'm guessing the same is true for you. In fact, some of you have even told me so much, sending me messages saying things like, "Hey, I'm 4 weeks behind, but I plan to catch up this week." And while I truly do hope that you get caught up, I know that putting out a new show every week doesn't really help you get caught up, and it actually might even cause you to repeat the cycle. It's kind of like a dog chasing its tail. It might actually catch it sometimes, but that tail is always just a little bit out in front and out of reach. My second reason for ending season one is to keep a promise to myself that I made when I started the podcast, which was as soon as it started to feel like work, I would take a break. And over the last few months, it started to feel like work, but not in a way that I ever thought it would be. You see, I still love the act of recording the podcast, editing it, adding in the music, tagging, uploading the show, interviewing my guests. I love all of that. Plus, let's face it, I've got this face made for a radio thing going on. But what I've noticed is that despite the enjoyment creating the podcast for you brings me, the act of podcasting is dominating my creative side. I've said it before on the show, but for each and every episode, I put anywhere from 3 to 7 hours worth of effort. More if my guest has a book. And that's 3 to 7 hours every episode, every week for one podcast. That's time that I'm not using for other activities. Activities such as writing. Surprisingly, I actually miss writing, and believe me, that is not something I thought I would ever say. But the truth is, writing for me is kind of cathartic. It's how I flush out the ideas that are stuck in my mind in order to formulate an opinion or take a new stance. Both my Google Drive and Evernote are littered with partially written blog posts that lately I'm feeling very compelled to finish. But even more than that, as I look back at the archive for this show, I know there are at least 3 books worth of content waiting to be written. Books such as How to Brand Your Career for the Job Search, or How to Pivot Your Career, and maybe even How to Get Recognized for an Expert in a World Where Everybody Wants to Be Known as an Expert. Ending Season 1 is going to allow me to dig deep into the show archives and pull out the most relevant and important information and put it all into a book or 3. Oh, and by the way, the Career Branding for Your Job Search book that I just mentioned, I've set a goal for myself to have it in Amazon before Christmas. My final reason for ending Season 1 comes after reviewing in detail the results of the online brand assessment. And if you haven't taken the assessment yet, you can do so at ryanroten.com. Just click on any of the orange boxes and it'll take you directly to the assessment. As I mentioned in an earlier show, so far this year, over 1,000 people have taken the assessment. And over the last few weeks, I've been reviewing each and every one of those results. And while not specific to this podcast per se, it was interesting to me to find out that just under a third of the assessment takers have taken the assessment out of pure curiosity. Meaning, they found it online and they figured, what the heck, let's give it a try. What I find more interesting is that the other 2/3 of those who've taken the assessment, they either want to start a side business or have already started one. And a lot of these businesses that people are either wanting to start or have started happen to be in the coaching field. And as a side business owner who does coaching myself, this really made me take notice. Now, another thing that made me take notice recently happened during the StrengthsFinder conference that I attended in July. This conference, as you would expect, was highly attended by StrengthsFinder certified coaches. And during one of the sessions, aptly called Building Your Brand, I mean, how could I not attend a session called that? Anyway, during the session, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was not only sitting among my peers, but I was sitting among potential clients. And this epiphany, if you will, is now bearing itself out for me as I am actually working with a fellow attendee, now client, to turn one of their business processes into an online course. And as with your career, business owners, no matter how small, you must recognize where you add the most value. And if the value that you add is in a place that you weren't looking initially, then you owe it to yourself and your potential clients to pivot into that direction. So here we are at the end of the Season 1 finale. I've given you my reasons for ending the season, as well as one of the goals that I've actually set for myself. And as I mentioned in last week's show, preparation for Season 2 is already underway. I've got 2 great guests already recorded and ready to go. And what will they be talking about, you may ask? Well, I've already given you part of the answer, so here's the rest. The next season of the show, like myself and my business, will pivot to become more focused on helping you brand and grow your side business. I know that there are many of you listeners out there who are looking to turn your passions into profits, and frankly, the DICE process can help you do just that. So in Season 2, I'll be focusing more on the business aspects of the DICE process and bringing in guests who can help provide clarity and insights and wisdom on each of the different phases. So with this pivot, I will be renaming the show to better reflect its new direction, but I've not yet decided what that name will be. I also plan to release Season 2 of this yet-to-be-named show in November, and I'm considering breaking the second sacred rule of podcasting by releasing the entire second season all at once. That's right, binge listeners rejoice. I think that covers it all. Thank you once again from the bottom of my heart for listening today and for every day that you've decided to hit the play button. I would never have made it 85 weeks in a row without knowing that you were listening. Remember, just because Season 1 is over doesn't mean that we can't stay in touch. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter or leave me a voicemail message at ryanroten.com/message. And in the meantime, take the time to go back into the archives of the show and do some binge listening yourself. Get caught up if you're a few weeks behind. Use this break to sharpen your axe so that when it comes time to chop down the tree, you're prepared and you're ready to go. It has been my pleasure to serve you during season one, and so I say one more time, that's a wrap for today. Until season two, I've been Ryan, and I'm out. Today's show was edited and produced by Ryan Burton. And the intro and outro music, as always, is Pulse by Soundroad.